Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory that remains in effect, as we'll continue with snow showers. We'll see highs around 31. We'll see new snow accumulation of around an inch. Tonight, we'll continue with snow early, mostly cloudy skies, low of 20. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies. We'll see lows in the lower 20s. Right now, it's 30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. An early winter storm making its way across the Sunflower State on our midweek. Northwest Kansas already getting hit with snowfall. A couple of school closures in that direction of western Kansas with USD 241 Wallace and USD 468 Healy both calling classes for today. The storm system and cold weather expected to make their way across Kansas to the east as the day wears on. The most significant snowfall expected to be in northwest Kansas with a potential of 3 to 5 inches. A restaurant owner says he closed two locations in Lawrence because of backlash from people who believed he had ties to former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. Maurice Sheets closed two Jimmy's Egg restaurants on Monday, less than 6 months after they opened. He said customers wrote explicatives about Kobach on the diner's tables and smeared excrement on his car. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that being a safe driver could save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
With the old saying that variety is the spice of life, when it comes to renting aircraft in South Central Kansas, Augusta Flight Center is one spicy place. Augusta Flight Center has a 12-aircraft fleet, including five Cessna 172s, a Cessna 182 High Performance with Garmin 530W, a complex Beach Sierra, and the only light sport and tailwheel aircraft in the area. A large and well-maintained fleet at great hourly rates. Augusta Flight Center, Augusta, Kansas.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. The world's biggest pork consumer bought just over 10,000 tons of United States pork sometime between August 2nd and August 8th. That was the biggest purchase of American pork in almost 2 months. The pork purchase is due for shipment this year as African swine fever continues to ravage China, which is the world's biggest pork herd. The Chinese Commerce Ministry had said August 5th the Chinese company stopped buying U.S. farm commodities after yet another escalation in the trade war with America. It's not clear if the pork was bought before or after the August announcement. Analysts say the sales are seen as a sign that China needs meat from the United States to help offset the death loss of millions of pigs. Steve Meyer is an economist with the commodity firms Kearns and Associates. He says it's a new booking, which is positive. China's duty on American pork sits at a whopping 62%. Ag News, market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A January sentencing has been scheduled for a woman accused of fatally stabbing a man in western Nebraska. Dual County District Court records say 50-year-old Susan Glenn has been charged with first-degree murder. The records say she made a deal with prosecutors and entered a plea to two counts of assault, sentencing set for January 14th. She's accused of stabbing Robert Mick on January 13th of this year outside a mobile home in Chappelle. Court records say a witness who'd been standing outside the home talking to Mick was on the phone with 911 dispatchers when Glenn came out of the residence, stabbed Mick, and fled in her car. And several law enforcement agencies converged on an area just southwest of Lexington midday yesterday on the report
of a mountain lion being sighted by a man combining his crops. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Have a good Wednesday. Colder weather flying, it can be great with better aircraft performance and smoother skies. Augusta Flight Center has one of the largest rental aircraft fleets in the state at Augusta Municipal Airport. Definitely the largest in South Central Kansas. All of Augusta Flight Center's rental aircraft have unparalleled on-site maintenance with JD Aviation. And if you've thought about learning to fly, why not find out if it's for you with a discovery flight at Augusta Flight Center. Augusta Flight Center. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
For the best certified seed breed service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and heard updates from department heads. The communications tower at the Sheriff's Department building was blown over recently from the wind, and they temporarily lost all communications. Temporary communication facilities have been arranged. County Extension is working with the FSA office on the Farm Bill and plans to hold some flood meetings in the near future to assist landowners on what the next steps are after waters recede. 4-H Achievement Night is scheduled November 3rd, and they will host the annual meeting November 20th with election of new officers. Register of Deeds Office have had a NextEra representative in their office the past several weeks, gathering information to start talking with landowners about proposed wind farm in the southeast part of Marshall County. The county treasurer advised Janet Cook from Axtell will start November 1st to replace Jonna Hubbard, who is retiring. The office will host a reception for Hubbard November 4th throughout the day. It was reported 7 properties sold, tax sale in September, netting $1,850. Back taxes owed were more than $31,000. 3 other properties and a mineral right that did not sell will be offered through a sealed bid process. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and conducted mostly routine business. They were advised the Blue Cross Blue Shield premiums would rise 6%. And heard concerns with impact on businesses pending a spring closure of a portion of B Street for reconstruction. The matter will be carried forward for discussion. Kansas Department of Transportation last week began chip sealing U.S. 36 Highway from the K-148 junction east 4 miles to the county line. Traffic may be reduced to one lane at times with work to be complete by November 1st. The Senior Services Director advised Nemaha County Commissioners at their last meeting that they've received a notice to proceed for the new Senior Center Transit Building to be built in the city of Seneca. They outlined plans to eventually deliver meals to the elderly residents that live in rural Nemaha County. City of Seneca has proposed increasing the area outside city limits subject to zoning regulations to a 3-mile perimeter. This followed recent annexation of several small tracts of city-owned rural property, including the airport and several water wells. The proposal extending the extraterritorial zoning change from 2 to 3 miles will go to county commissioners for consideration. The effort is to allow a greater say as to future wind farm development in those areas. Gage County Board of Supervisors met Wednesday. Larry Alder of Cortland, spokesman of the Prairie Wind Watchers, spoke on a text amendment to wind regulations. Discussion took place on the setbacks and what permits were received, the process that needs to take place to notify interested parties prior to any hearing of the Planning and Zoning Board or Board of Supervisors. The county attorney and Planning and Zoning Administrator will work together to get a process in place. A $30,000 visitor improvement grant was approved for the city of Wymore for restroom concession facility upgrades at McCandless Park. Discussion was held on the Gage County Public Defender Agreement with Lee Timon, proposing a 3-year contract with a salary of $165,000 annually. Supervisors agreed to approve a 5-year contract with a flat amount of $165,000 per year for each of the 5 years from July 1, 2019. That motion carried 4-2 with Timon and Dorn voting against the agreement. Noting a decline in membership, Riley County Fire District Number 1 Monday went before the county commission, advising they may not have adequate volunteer staffing to keep the Peach Grove Fire Station open. The station's close to the center of Riley County, just 2 miles off the Marshall County line, and provides first response for fires in about a 25-square-mile area in northern Riley County. If closed, residents in that area will not only lose basic fire protection from a closed station, but could see a sharp increase in insurance rates. The next closest stations are Sweet Creek and Mayday. Board agreed to leave the station open until January 1st, seek additional volunteers, and will reevaluate the membership and decide whether or not to permanently close the station. Applicants need to be 18 with a current driver's license, pass a background check and drug test. For details, contact Fire Chief Pat Collins. A boil water advisory has been issued for patrons of the Wymore Rural Water District, serving over 200 customers in Gage County between Beatrice and Wymore. E. coli was detected in a water sample. Residents should boil water vigorously for at least a minute for drinking or cooking, or use an alternate source temporarily. Iva Winklin, age 105, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Kinsley Mortuary Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Iva Winklin. Erna A. Zink, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial Saturday at 3:30 at the Fairview Cemetery, Phillipsburg, Kansas. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Erna Zink. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue chicken, seasoned mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and Fiesta fruit pudding. Tomorrow, vegetable soup. A chicken salad sandwich, relishes, cranberry and citrus salad. KNDY News time is 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have this low pressure system still making its way across the central and into the east central parts of the Midwest. Across the central parts of the United States, bringing some snow, rain, and mixed precipitation. The southern parts of the United States, some very heavy rain. So we do have numerous winter weather advisories all across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. This will continue as we head into tonight. And finally, that system will be out of our area by tomorrow. High pressure moves in for the end of the week, bringing dry weather over the next few days. So looking at the forecast, winter weather advisory, as we'll continue with snow showers, lower 30s. We'll see new snow accumulation of around an inch and wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, lingering snow showers early, mostly cloudy skies will drop down to lower 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 30s. Winds will be from the northwest. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 20s. For Friday, partly sunny skies, we'll see highs around 44 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late October, 64. Record high on this date, 89 in 1937. The average low, 41. The record low is 20, set in 1952. Sunset this evening, 6:24. Sunrise in the morning at 7:48. 30 degrees in Marysville this morning with a north wind at 5 to 10. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 30th of October. KNDY News time is 7:18.
Welcome to the Holiday Open House in Frankfort. Get in the holiday mood with Elsie Grace's fantastic food mixes and homemade fudge, the greenery and Christmas decor at the Treasure Chest, and introducing the Altstadt Gallery European Antique Shop. Unusual gifts for the unusual person. Join them for specials Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 5, for the Holiday Open House in Frankfort.
It's the last baseball game this year. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Nationals beat the Astros in Game 6 of the World Series last night. Controversy struck in the fifth when Washington's Trey Turner was called out for interference at first base erasing a two-on, none-out situation for the Nationals and leading to manager Davey Martinez's ejection. But Washington took the momentum right back just two batters later.
Swinging a high fly ball left field, sending Brantley back onto the warning track, at the wall, looking up, and it is gone! Anthony Rendon!
On WJFK, five ribbies in the game for Rendon, while Steven Strasburg was brilliant, allowing just two runs in eight and a third innings. Washington wins 7-2. That gives the road team the win in all six games of this World Series. The first time that's happened in a seven-game series in baseball, basketball, or NHL history. Winner takes all in Game 7 tonight. In the NBA, the Mavericks surged in the fourth quarter last night to hand the Nuggets their first loss of the season.
Here we go in crunch time again. Doncic pick and roll with Cleveland down the lane, laying it with a foul. Another and one. The fourth of the fourth quarter.
On KESN 109-106, your final as Dallas had nine different players score at least 10 points. Meanwhile, Anthony Davis dropped 40 and grabbed 20 rebounds despite not playing in the fourth quarter as the Lakers walloped the Grizzlies 120-91. Jimmy Butler scored 21 in his Heat debut as Miami beat the Hawks 112-97. Atlanta's Trae Young left in the second quarter with a sprained ankle, although it isn't believed to be serious. On the ice, John Carlson and Alex Ovechkin both scored twice, with Ovechkin providing the winner as the Capitals topped the Maple Leafs in overtime 4-3. And Andrei Svechnikov scored two third-period goals to give the Hurricanes a 2-1 win over the Flames.
Now Walmart for Andrei Svechnikov again in back of the goal. He stops in a dime. Lacrosse move. Score!
On WCMC, this is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Catch playoff football as Frankfurt travels to Rock Hills on Thursday. Kickoff at 6, live on KNDY FM 95.5. On air, online, and on our mobile app. Follow Valley Heights throughout the 2019 State Volleyball Tournament. Hear Friday matches at 3:30, 5:30, and 8:30, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. and China are on track to sign the Phase 1 trade agreement next month. President Donald Trump this week stated negotiations are running ahead of schedule. The South China Morning Post reports Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are set for a November 17th meeting in Chile to sign the interim trade deal. Trump said the agreement would, quote, take care of the farmers, among other things, including banking provisions. A spokesperson from China's Foreign Affairs Ministry confirmed the progress, saying the two sides made substantial progress in recent talks. Top-level negotiators met over the phone last week and will again very soon. The agreement includes an estimated $40 to $50 billion of ag purchases by China over a two-year period, with $20 billion possible in the first year. Market analysts say agriculture trade with China appears to be starting to normalize even ahead of the agreement. In 2017, before the trade war began, the U.S. shipped $19.5 billion worth of agriculture products to China, but the trade war has cut those exports in half. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue yesterday released a long-awaited regulation plan for hemp production. Perdue said the rulemaking teams operated as an all-hands-on-deck over the last few months in creating a fair and science-based program. USDA says the framework makes hemp producers eligible for several agriculture programs, including crop insurance. Under the interim final rule, USDA will approve hemp production plans developed by states. The program requires documentation of the land where hemp is produced, along with testing and licensing requirements. USDA will then begin accepting applications 30 days after the effective date of the interim rule. Meanwhile, all hemp production must be sampled and tested for THC concentration levels at Drug Enforcement Agency registered lobbyists. More information, ams.usda.gov. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Sam Spang with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Just a brief look at how yesterday finished as corn found support after midday losses. Bean futures carry losses into the Tuesday close, and Kansas City wheat finished the Tuesday session mix, and the corn futures closed Tuesday up as much as 29 points. Lean hog futures closed Tuesday down 75 to $1.32 in the nearby contracts. The CME lean hog index was down 97 cents at 64.12. USDA's pork carcass cutout value was up 69 cents at
the Tuesday close to 76.72. Most of the primal cuts were higher except for the loin, which had lost $1.29 on the day. Live cattle futures finished Tuesday session mixed, with October giving midday gains back to 7 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures were also mixed yesterday. The CME feeder cattle index gained 38 cents to 144.83. Wholesale box beef prices were higher, with the choice select spread tightened back to 26.98. Choice boxes closed up $2.65 at 230.55, with select boxes gaining 2.81 on the day to finish at 203.57. Soybeans showing some slight strength through the overnight, as November beans up 2.25 at 9.20 and a half. Soybean meal up a dime at 303.10, and soy oil up 29 points at 31.29. December corn currently up a quarter cent at 386 and a half. However, Kansas City wheat trending downwards, down 1.5 at 417 and a half. December cotton's up 21 points at 64.93. December crude oil's down 14 at 55.41. Unleaded gas for November slightly higher at 169 a gallon, slightly lower for November heating oil at 195, and unchanged for December natural gas at 263. December silver's up 4 cents at 17.87, and December gold is up $4.80 an ounce at 14.95.40. And finally, the U.S. dollar index showing some slight weakness today, as the December dollar is not quite a full point lower, but slightly lower at 97.46, and down 9 points for the March dollar at 96.94. With your latest market information through the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Spag.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Yep, it's agriculture. Well, the inevitable cycle of life has come upon us again, and it's time to get things buttoned up in the garden and yard. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Our gardening guru, Jim Fizell, is with us again today, and today he is talking about the need to turn your garden over. Once everything is done for the season, he says it's important to do it now, not later.
Another thing that we need to do is to be sure that where we have finished up the plants, we need to turn it over. I know a lot of people that try to save that until the springtime, but this is the time to turn the garden over. And if you really want to do a good job about it, you need to double dig or triple dig that. That means you take out one layer, set it to the side, take out another layer, set it to the side, add some organic matter to the bottom. Then you dig that all in, put some soil back in, more organic matter, and you build a layer like a cake. When you get up to the top and it's full, leave it. Don't touch it until spring. It's quite a thing to do if you have beds in your garden, and you can do that maybe once, one bed every year, maybe every 4 years you come back and then double dig. That makes you a good, deep garden soil, so that if you have things like root crops, like carrots maybe, that they don't mend when you plant them because their soil's in good shape. Still time to plant, in fact. Spring flowering bulbs, this is the time when you want to put them in the ground. Still plenty of time to do that, and they're available in the garden centers now. Lots of selection. And keep in mind that some folks try to get these things and forget to plant them, leave them in the basement till spring. That doesn't work. You need to get them, plant them right away. And this is the time, if you want the flowers in the spring, to plant the bulbs that will do that. Certainly plenty of time to plant trees and shrubs and evergreens. And if you've been working on your yard, you can still dormant seed, though that seed may not germinate till spring, or you can sod. Sod will go down or can be put down as long as the ground isn't frozen and as long as you have a supply of water, or it's going to rain to keep it moist until it does knit. You need to prepare supplies for winter, for things like roses, straw for perennials and strawberries. And you also need to think about, what are you going to do with the evergreens for winter? Are you going to need to protect them from the sun and the wind or from the snow? If you have salt on the snow, I should say, salting. If you have roadside next to you that's salted and you're wondering why your evergreens get burned every year, that could be the reason. If you can protect them with burlap screen or something that will keep the salt from getting to them, that works very well.
And Jim says to make sure your trees and shrubs are well watered for the winter. Jim Fizell, our gardening expert, back after this.
October is National Co-op Month, and the Farmers Cooperative is proud of over 115 years of history. We operate as a true cooperative by paying dividends back to our patrons and reinvesting in facilities and equipment to better serve our members. The Farmers Cooperative would like to say thank you to its members and express our appreciation for your business. We hope you have a safe and successful harvest.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the NextStar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, 30 degrees, a wind from the north, 5 to around 10 miles an hour, ahead of colder temperatures today. We may not see much change. A good 30 degrees off seasonal highs.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. An Oklahoma football fan died after suffering an apparent heart attack at Saturday's game against Kansas State. David Adams, who's director of Riley County Emergency Services, said paramedics were called to the stadium for a patient experiencing chest pain, and the fan collapsed after they arrived. He was treated at the scene and taken to a Manhattan hospital across the street from the stadium, where he was pronounced deceased. TCU and Oklahoma State meet after both got needed wins in the Big 12. The Horned Frogs and Cowboys have freshman starting quarterbacks and the league's longest tenured coaches. Gary Patterson is in his 19th season at TCU, Mike Gundy his 15th season at Oklahoma State. Both had lost three of four games before wins last week that knocked other Big 12 teams out of the top 25. TCU beat Texas, Oklahoma State beat Iowa State. Mid-America Network Sports.
For the best certified seed breed service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Having problems with your truck or trailer? MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas is here to help. Get reliable trailer and truck repair services when you need it the most from technicians who have your best interest in mind. MJ's Truck Repair ASE certified technicians have years of experience in handling repair problems of all types. And MJ's does their work at competitive prices that won't burn a hole in your pocket. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge.
The Nationals and Astros playing Game 7 of the World Series tonight in Houston after the Nationals tied the series at 3. Correspondent Clayton Neville says the home team hasn't fared well in this series.
Six games in the books, three wins for each team going into the deciding game, but strangely enough, no home wins for anybody. Houston is home in Game 7, but these Astro fans aren't worried about it.
Going to break that streak. Home team is going to win.
Breaking the so-called streak, not that simple, according to this Nats fan.
You know, in a game like this with two power offenses, whoever strikes first is going to get some momentum and ride that momentum.
It's winner take all tonight in Texas. Clayton Neville, Houston.
The NCAA Board of Governors has taken the first step toward allowing athletes to cash in on their fame. The board has voted unanimously to clear the way for the amateur athletes to benefit from the use of their name, image, and likeness. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Diller Odell, Lady Griffins, defeated Deschler, advancing to win over Meridian Tuesday for the sub-district title. Both teams qualify for district finals Saturday. Southern lost Freeman, ending the Lady Raiders season. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs advanced to Dodge City Friday for pool play in the state volleyball tournament. Matches at 3:30, 5:30, and 8:30 will be live on KNDY FM 95.5. If they win and advance to play on Saturday, they would have action beginning at 2 with the semifinals, followed by the consolation and championship. Games also streaming on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our mobile app as well. Football action is Thursday night. Frankfort at Rock Hills. Our feature game is a 6 o'clock kickoff on FM 95.5. Marysville at home to Jefferson West Friday, 7 o'clock kickoff on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Americans aren't really frightened by ghosts, ghouls, or goblins. We will tell you what really makes our hair stand on end on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Call today.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 30th, the 303rd day of the year. Our second president, John Adams, was born on this day, and on this night in 1938, Orson Welles' radio drama War of the Worlds was broadcast. It's not aliens, monsters, or witchcraft that Americans fear the most. A Chapman University survey found that we are most afraid of public speaking. The prospect has over 25% of us quaking in our boots. Heights was named the second most feared thing in the survey, followed by various insects and snakes. Looking for the most frightful Halloween costume? Try a zombie. It was named the most feared of the traditional monsters, followed by clowns and ghosts. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and amaze your friends with weekly wisdom, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
Thousand miles of lonesome highway, drinking gallons of coffee in little cafes brought me here, and it's so good to find that there's someone who